Hello. What? It's your boo. Hello. This is not their 7-2-N Simon here. But he's right here. What? Take the phone out of my face. You say something.
Something.
Hmm?
I thought you could do the intro.
To what? Oh, wait. Simon's going to tell us a joke because I've persuaded him that he can do the rabbit face anyway. So he can tell us that joke because we don't need to have video because Video Boo doesn't exist yet. So he's going to tell us a joke now. Over to you, darling.
Right, no, but you were supposed to say, hello, my imaginary friends. It's March the 11th, 2012.
Oh, start again then.
Well, I've just said that, so that's fine. right, so... So basically,
Next time, you tell me beforehand if you have a script, won't you?
I don't have a script.
Not halfway through.
That's much more interesting doing it this way. Now, what I'd like you to do, Jana, is when I'm doing a rabbit face,
yes.
I want you to
noise or
if you like, yes, you could do it that way, or you could just say
yes.
Or you could just say that I'm doing a rabbit face.
Okay. But right, I'll watch you closely.
That noise is good as well.
Okay.
I'll leave that up to your artistic
creativity.
Judgment.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
I can't watch you like that.
The joke. There's a joke. There's a joke about a rabbit, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
That I haven't told for many years. Okay.
Can you remember it?
No.
That's a good start.
Right, so... Oh, you'll correct me if I go wrong.
It's not going to be funny then.
So there's a rabbit that goes into...
Do you want to pause and think about it?
A rabbit goes into a butcher's shop.
Sure?
Yes, he goes into a butcher's shop. And he goes up to the counter and... And he looks up to the man behind the counter. I think they call that man a butcher, don't they?
I think so.
And he says,
"Rabbit face."
He says,
"You can do it much better." As
can
well.
Can I have some lettuce, please? And the butcher says, no. This is a butcher shop. We don't do lettuce here. We do all sorts of meat and, cuts of meat and sausages and meat products. We don't do lettuce. I'm afraid you have to try one of the shops. In the next door, but one. There's a great greengrocer's. Maybe try there. So the rabbit says, "Oh, okay. Thank you very much," and hops out. Anyway, next day, the butcher's door shop opens and in hops the rabbit again. And says, Excuse me, can I have some lettuce, please? And the butcher says, no, I told you yesterday. You came in yesterday, didn't you? I told you, we're a butcher shop. We don't do lettuce here. Go on, sling your hook.
Okay.
And off he hops again. Next day, door opens. In hops a rabbit. Can I have some lettuce, please?
Do you think they sell rabbit in that butcher's?
Do they sell rabbit in this butcher's? Mm. Well, that's an interesting point. That's an interesting observation. I don't think you've mentioned that before. That's an interesting observation.
It's just occurred to me, it's a butcher's. It's a bit dangerous for a rabbit to go in and annoy the butcher, isn't it?
Do you know, it is dangerous, as we found out the next day.
Sorry. That's more the punchline. I can't remember the joke either.
Next day,
mm-hmm.
Door opens, rabbit hops in.
That's a one-eared rabbit you were doing then. Shall I hold the phone?
The rabbit's holding a phone, yeah, obviously. And it says, have some lettuce, please. And the butcher says, "Oi, rabbit, I'm fed up with you coming every day asking for lettuce. If you don't, if you come back in here again, sling your hook now, get out of here. And if you ever come back again asking for lettuce, I'm going to nail your ears to the floor." You know, and he's got his meat cleaver in his hand, all very, very menacing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the rabbit was very, very shocked by this. His ears dropped down.
That was a very good face of a shocked rabbit, isn't it?
Yeah, his ears dropped, mm-hmm. Thank you very much. His ears dropped down and...
called in the headlights?
And yes, no, there weren't any headlights in here. It's a the car spare
Sorry,
parts
I'm just,
was...
I'm just trying to illustrate for the listener.
The car spare parts shop was next door. It's probably... So yeah, very sheepishly walks out of the.
I was sheep. Why was it butchers? Mhm. Okay.
Yeah, it's funny how these metaphors work, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, next day, the door opens and in hops the rabbit. And there's a deafening silence.
Mm-hmm.
As the rabbit looks at the butcher and the butcher looks at the rabbit. And the butcher thinks he knows what the rabbit's going to say.
Like high noon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tumbleweeds go rolling across.
Mm-hmm.
And the rabbit says, "Excuse me, have you got any nails?" The butcher says, "Nails? What do you think of? We're a butcher's shop. Yeah, of course we haven't got any bloody nails." So the rabbit says, "Oh, good. Can I have some lettuce, please?"
See, that was worth telling, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I had fun. Oh, yeah. Yeah, good joke, that.
Well, I quite enjoyed telling it after all these years.
Yeah, I could tell. Right then. How long did that take?
Too long. Good night, everyone.
Yeah, good night.